Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on crystal bowls. We've been working with the crystal bowls with the children at the Montessori School. We're creating a whole curriculum, sound healing curriculum and geometry curriculum for two Montessori schools here in the Bay Area. And so we've been really looking into exactly what the bowls do in order to affect people and kids and you. And so we're going to be playing some crystal bowls from a concert we did a couple of months ago and talking about what crystal bowls do, crystal singing bowls. So our intention is that everybody might obtain that consistency, which is the peace and stability that you get from a crystal bowl. Before we get started, though, let's tell you about some of the things happening here at the Institute. We've got our next open house on Sunday, February 26th, that is, and from 1 to 6 p.m. And we do a lot of meditations on heart-opening meditations with sound. We also talk about how sound affects you physically, mentally, and emotionally and spiritually. We also have our semester just started last week here at the Institute, the Sound Healing Certificate and Associate Degree Program. And so you could still jump in if you're in the neighborhood. It's Monday through Wednesday nights and some weekends. And then we have the same certificate and associate degree program if you want to continue. The certificate is the first semester of the associate degree. That's online with live instructors or by video. And that starts January 31st. And that's Tuesday and Thursday nights and then Saturday mornings as well. And again, if you can't make a class, you could always watch the video, or you can watch the video for the whole thing if you like, and we can do check-ins. It's again, it's how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and all the different instruments from crystal bowls to Tibetan bowls, tuning forks, and especially the voice. A lot of work with the voice. You don't have to have any music background at all. We also have the sound healing program, audio recording program that just started last week, so you could still jump in on that. We learn about Pro Tools, although if you work with Ableton Live or Logic, it's still fine. And it's about recording, mixing, and producing in a way that lights people up really big time. So we also have that program starting again in late February. The whole certificate program for audio production or recording, arts and technology certificate program. We also have some events coming up, or not events, major classes. We've got the summer intensive is now scheduled for June 14th to the 25th. And that's 10 in the morning to 9:30 at night. It's really good if you live out of town. You're also welcome to stay at the school for just $200 for the whole 10 days. And that's the first half of the certificate program. So it's the classes that are best done here at the Institute. If you want, what a lot of people do is do the whole certificate online and then come for that, which is only $200 extra besides, and if you want to stay, it's another $200 if you wanted to sleep here. So again, those are the classes that are best done here. If you wanted to do the whole thing here, you can do the 2 weeks in, or 10 days in June, and then another 10 days in August, which is the second half of the certificate program. And that's August 6th to the 16th. And it's still the same certificate program, the same number of hours. We're just going day and night, 10 to 9:30. And so you get totally immersed in it. It's really transformative. It's really interesting, I have to tell you. Every year, the people that come for the first 2 weeks or 10 days, normally about half of the people sign up for only the first 10 days and not the second 10 days, almost every person ends up taking this the second 10 days in August because they get hooked. We're kind of addicting around here. So that's 1485 for the first 10 days and another 1485 or so for, only 1100 for the, it's 2600 for the whole certificate program. We also have the summer intensive for the audio recording program for the whole month of July. So you could, if you wanted to do both, you could come in June and then stay in through July all the way to August and get both programs completely. We also have the our sound healing retreat in Mount Shasta that we have every year at Stewart Mineral Springs, the hot springs there. And that's, I think that's July 15th and 16th. It's posted on our website now. And it's only $128 right now for those 2 days. On the third day, we actually go up on the mountain as well. Lodging is extra, but it's really, really beautiful, right on a river and we're immersed in the energies of Mount Shasta. And it's really a profound workshop every year. We also have a crystal bowl concert with Bev from the Crystal Room in Mount Shasta, who is one of the main people that actually invented the idea of putting special crystals and minerals and metals and elements in with the quartz of the crystal bowl, which we'll be talking about here in just a little bit. We also have the Sound Healing Store open at soundoflove.com. And we have the therapy center at soundtherapycenter.com. And we have a lot of treatments and a lot of instruments for sale, full range of crystal bowls, tuning forks. We can get tuning forks made to any frequency for you. And also Tibetan bowls. And then we have sound tables, sound lounges and sound tables. Oh, my God. It's the best thing in sound healing, I think. I get on it just about every day. It's subwoofers underneath the massage table or chair, and it's just profoundly effective for taking away anything emotional, both emotionally and physically. So anyway, that's soundoflove.com. So crystal bowls, you know, crystal bowls, there's a couple of pictures of bowls back in Egyptian times, but they really didn't have crystal bowls back then. They're kind of like carved jade or something, you know. So technically, the crystal bowls came from San Jose, California, in the tech industry. Quartz crystal was formed in a tube, and they would actually move the chips down a railroad track inside the tube with poisonous gas, and actually build the chip that way. And someone hit it one day and thought, oh, let's put a bottom on it and play it. And that's how crystal bowls. So crystal bowls actually came from ancient San Jose about 30 years ago, right? And they're really very cool because they bring through the energy of the quartz crystal, which is a piezoelectric energy and an electromagnetic. And so it creates this electrical field, and a lot of people believe that it's actually conscious energy. Bev in Mount Shasta is really, I mean, she talks to the bowls, and they talk back. You know, I know other people that talk. I've had some students that are really tuned into them as well. So there's a lot of different things that bowls do besides the energy of the crystal that's in them. You know, that's probably the one of the first things is the energy of the crystal. But the main thing is the consistency, the stability. You know, what I've learned is peace is a frequency humming consistently and stably. You can have silence that's uncomfortable, It's not very peaceful. It's really the, then there's always a frequency happening, whether we're silent or asleep, there's always frequency vibrating. So it's really about the consistent frequency, but it's a frequency that consistently vibrates and breathes a little bit. So it's not perfectly the same frequency like a tone generator, because it's not very, I mean, only technology is that stable. You know, the body breathes and the heart even changes quite a bit, actually. So we're really, it's really, it's just a little bit of movement, though, like wah, wah, with the bowl, but it's still mostly a consistent frequency. And that's the way the body works. The biggest problem in the body is it starts buzzing, it starts getting inconsistent. And the whole deal is to provide that stability that is the health. When the body is healthy, every cell, every organ, every part of the body is vibrating at a consistent frequency. It's a difference between inconsistent, which is like the stress and the fear and the anxiety, and consistent. Which is where the peace is. All the vowels are consistent and all the bowls are consistent. And the other part that's really incredible, probably my favorite part, is the slow fade. When the bowl fades out, and it actually goes to a still point. And what's cool about it, because of the slow fade, you still hear it in the room. Let's play a bowl and listen to it and listen for the moment when it goes to silence. This is about 5 minutes. So the other cool thing about bowls is to be able to tone along with them. So just sing a note along with it. You can do any vowel. You could do om. But that's the other thing, is getting that consistency in your body. Or you can just listen. This is from our bowl CD, and this is Peace Bowl. It's about 5 minutes. Enjoy. It's nice. You can still hear it in your head. That's where the stillness is. A frequency humming consistently in your head. We've done silent retreats where we'll play the bowl and then just listen for that note for 4 hours and hold it in your head. Complete stillness. And that's because of the slow fade. Another thing that's happening, though, when it was playing, you've probably noticed it was going, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like, whoa, right? That rhythm is a subdelta rhythm, which is a deep state of meditation. So it's putting your brain into a certain brainwave state of a deep meditation. And that's very in training. That's one of the huge things about bowls. They actually have rhythm. It also puts you into left and right brain synchronization. There's different ways you can get left and right brain synchronization. You can have it from listening to two frequencies, one in the left ear and one in the right ear in headphones. And if those frequencies are close to each other, the brain tries to resolve it and actually creates a third frequency, which is a binaural beat. And that rhythm, it's actually a rhythm that is created, and that rhythm puts you into a brainwave state. However, the frequency in the left ear, which goes to the right brain, and the one in the right ear that goes to the left brain, those two frequencies, in order to create that third rhythm, the brain has to connect the left and right brains of those two frequencies across the corpus callosum, which is the connection between the left and right brains. So that gives you left and right brain synchronization. That doesn't happen with crystal bowls, right? If you're listening to headphones, you might get some of that effect. But there's another way that left and right brain synchronization happens, and that's just when you go in the zone, where you're just like total kind of spaced out, but really just blissed out. And also when you're aware of that being blissed out, because that's the left brain part. So you can be in the zone with the right brain. When you're in the zone, that's generally right brain. But being aware of it at the same time is the left brain. So crystal bowls can totally put you in that zone, and you can totally be aware of it at the same time. There's also another part is multi-sensory awareness. Let me come back to that one, actually. Let's talk about the imaging. You know, bowls commonly float around the room. It's like the sound moves around the room. And some bowls do it way more than other bowls. Some bowls are real floaters. Some bowls just do it a little bit. They all move a little bit. But some bowls, I've heard bowls actually do like a 10-foot circle around the room. And it's really a trip. You close your eyes and you can follow it circling around your body 10 feet away. A lot of them are only 2 or 3 feet circle. But it's this phenomena that's created by phase cancellation, which happens because of the curvature of the bowl at the bottom. The curvature of the bowl at the bottom is a different frequency than the bowl at the top because it's a different distance. And so that creates two different frequencies which cancel each other out, which simulate a sound going around your head. It's really quite a trip. And what that does is really creates a full awareness of 3D space. It brings you into the present moment of 3D space. And that's very, very powerful and very effective to bring you into that presence mode. The other aspect is the harmonics that are created in the bowl. You know, most sounds have multiple frequencies in it. Bowls normally have about 3 or 4 that are really noticeable. Some only have one or two, but the alchemy bowls have often three or four. They are quite noticeable. The alchemy bowls are the bowls where they embed the metals and the special crystals and the elements in the bowl along with the quartz. So we've got rose quartz bowls, we've got titanium, we've got platinum, we've got gold, we've got indium, which is an element. I mean, there's all types of different crystals that have been embedded in the bowls. And what happens is whenever those crystals are embedded, they create different harmonics, a little bit different volume, a little bit different combination of harmonics, those higher frequencies. And those higher frequencies or harmonics go into every water droplet in your body and create little cymatic patterns. If you haven't checked out cymatics, go to cymascope.com. That's C-Y-M-A-S-C-O-P-E. cymascope.com, and there's a ton of videos where you can see water droplets being vibrated with frequency. Well, these different harmonics in the bowls are creating different cymatic structures in each water droplet in your body. So that crystal or element or metal that's in the bowl is getting transmitted into your body, and you get that energy of that crystal directly into every water droplet. So it's a direct transference of the energy of that crystal. And if you know much about crystals, I mean, they're amazing. I mean, the energy that is created by crystals are amazing, and they're very healing for very specific issues. It gets really deep. Okay? So that's the different higher frequencies in the bowls. There's also, when you're watching somebody, you're actually seeing the movement. So there's an auditory visual coordination, and that's what we're pointing out when working with the children in the Montessori school, is they see you moving in a circle and actually getting a really unusual sound. It's really a trip. We actually brought the crystal bowls in for the babies that are 3 months to 18 months at the Montessori school. And they were all crying, and we hit a crystal bowl, and immediately they all stopped crying and looked up, and they went, "What's that?" It was so cool. And then the 18-month to 3-year-olds, oh my God, they were just mesmerized. The 3-month to 6-year-olds, we had them actually singing along with the crystal bowl, toning with it, and actually sending love to my kitty while playing the bowl. It's very cool. So we're bringing it into all the different age groups, including the 6 to 12-year-olds and 12 to 18-year-olds. So those are some of the things that bowls do that are very effective. But the part that's really probably the coolest of all is when you add intention to the bowl. And that's really cool, because an intention of higher emotion like love is a consistent frequency. If when I ask people to make the sound of love, they always do a vowel. It's always a consistent tone they come up with. When I say to do compassion, same thing. Consistent tone, often a lower frequency, actually. When I say to do joy, it's a very high frequency. Right? But everybody does the vowels. And so the vowels of an intention with that consistency of the intention are also creating a stronger resonant field with the consistency of the bowl. So if you have an intention you'd like to tune into, feel free while we listen to this bowl concert. This is about 30 minutes of a bowl concert we did a couple of months ago with my partner Carrie. And it's really profound. We also do some ting shas and bells as well. And So if you want, if you have anything you want to work on physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, set your intention now to heal or harmonize whatever you have going on, and bring that intention into, or let the bowls carry that intention into reality with their consistency. Enjoy this bowl concert. Those were actually tuning forks at the end. Again, it's a lot about multi-sensory awareness, where you're tuning into multiple sounds, multiple frequencies at once, which is the portal to oneness. Is when you're tuned into everything, every frequency in the universe at once, which is where you're one. It's the same type of thing. Just tuning into more than one thing at a time will bring you into a state of theta, which is the zone, the right brain zone. That CD is going to be out this week. I was just mixing it today. It's about an hour and a half CD total. And you can find it on our website at soundhealingcenter.com/music.html, or just go to soundhealingcenter.com and you'll see the store there. And it's a Crystal Bowl concert with Carrie and David. I'm not sure what we're going to call it yet, but you'll see. Just look for the Crystal Bowl concert with Carrie and David. So again, we return to that place, that intention of consistency, a stable frequency, stillness inside, so that you're never affected by anything around you or any buzzes or distortions inside either. Because that stillness is where the peace is. Hold that consistency, at least for the rest of the evening. Don't talk to anyone. Or the rest of the weekend. Hold that stillness for weeks and months on end, years, imagine, lifetimes. Thanks so much for listening. Be still.